WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is PC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty. This is Christopher Daniels. And what I like to do on my off day is listen to The Rack, and now you are too.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all have become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell... Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Welcome everybody to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and directly on Twitch. And if you're listening live on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe, follow, whatever you want to do, or if you want to hang out in the chat, that's fine too. We're happy to have you any way we can get you. And well, if you're checking things out and you're doing things, go check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, because you know Matt's awesome and we love him. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me as always is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here, we're live. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindz Ward throughout the night. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com. We're directly at twitch.tv/WJLive to interact with us throughout the evening.
And well, we have a lot of news we need to get into tonight. We have to talk about NXT, but if you're looking for the Drew McIntyre interview, I'm sad to say it's not here. It's on its own separate review that you can go to wildtalkradio.com and listen to and download for free. So please go check that out. But stay and listen to this show because we do have a lot of stuff to talk about, right?
We do have a lot of stuff to get to tonight. We got all the news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211.
And we do have to talk about the biggest story of the week, which was kind of a surprise. It sort of shocked everybody. It got dropped on Monday night or Tuesday night. I forget which date. But earlier this week, it came out that Daniel Bryan's contract with WWE expired Friday night after the match with Roman Reigns. And this led to a lot of speculation for last night for Blood and Guts. Could he show up there? He did not, just so everybody's aware. No. He's still, I believe, currently in negotiations with WWE, but nothing has been set in stone as of yet.
He was not at AEW. He was not the one taking the fall onto the crash pad. He is at home with his kids, relaxing.
Good for him.
Figuring out his next move. He's a free agent. He could turn up on AEW at some point. Probably not. He is most likely going to return to WWE at some point. That's the key phrase, at some point. Could be next week, could be a month from now, could be 6 months from now. But everyone assumes he's going to go back. But as if you've seen interviews on sports with Sports Illustrated and the like that, or wherever he's been talking to people at, he wants to do other things. And he's been very open and honest about it for months, for years. even before he resigned with WWE, he would like to go to Mexico and wrestle. He wants to check that off a bucket list. He wants to do that. As a free agent, he can go do that. If he wants to go to Japan, he can go and do that. But I think at the end of the day, he knows where his bread is buttered. And it's WWE, especially with the tie into Total Bellas, because it would be weird. Brie is now a single mother of two?
I don't think it would be quite that, but it would be a little awkward with him on there. They would have to work all that out, because I believe the Total Bellas contract is separate, but nobody's really certain on that 100%, but because I think it's with E! And it's in coordination with WWE, I think it's a little bit different than his regular contract, because there's no word on if that has expired or not. But I think Brian should get to do whatever he wants to do. He certainly earned that right. If he wants to go home and be super dad and hang out with his two kids, go for it. If he wants to go to Mexico and go to Japan and do that, go for it. If he wants to resign with WWE, go for it. Like, it's certainly his right to do whatever he wants. I know he was not interested in going back on the road full-time.
No, he's very much not interested in doing a full-time schedule. Like, the WrestleMania experience was eye-opening for him. He just, because he basically said he felt like he felt out of it. It didn't feel right to him. And I forget the exact phrasing, but it was sort of like, at that point he realized he shouldn't be wrestling full-time. He also is banged up a little bit because thing he likes to do with one of his kids is put a birdie on his shoulders and they pick stuff off a tree. The last time he was home right after Mania, he couldn't do it because his neck was hurting.
Yeah.
So for him, he has to sort of gauge health over everything because he also wants to be a father. He wants to be present in the moment with his kids. He doesn't want to be life on the road all the time and not be with his kids. He wants to be present in the moment. Which makes sense. So for him, he has to find that right balance. Doing a part-time schedule wherever it is makes the most sense. Most sense makes it WWE because it makes the most amount of money. Going to AEW, that it as much as he would like to fight like Kenny Omega and stuff, that may be one thing he can't do, but he can go check everything else off the tape.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, given the way that AEW handles their talent, he could go fight Kenny Omega in Japan. He could go fight Kenny Omega in Mexico. He and Kenny Omega could just get together and have a wrestling match. Like, AEW does not limit their talent to working indies. So, realistically...
For now.
But, I mean, if Brian wanted Kenny, they could realistically hook up and do it. Now, I'm fairly sure Tony Khan would love to get a cut of that.
So would Vince McMahon.
So, you know, that would be an interesting one, but yeah, I mean, realistically, Brian and Kenny could just get together and wrestle.
They could, but I don't, that's one where, like, if that gets put on the table, I think Vince makes the phone call and says, hey, Brian, we need to talk about this. And there's a full truck of money wheeled to his house.
If that's what Brian wants. I mean, he may not want to get bought off. If he really wants to wrestle Kenny, there may not be a price. Like, that's the thing.
Oh, I know. But we'll see. But whatever Daniel Bryan's future is, it is up to him. What is best for him, his family, and going forward. He's a pro wrestler at heart. So whatever the pro wrestler in him wants to do going forward is what he'll do.
But for now, he's going to go home and he's going to be a dad.
Again, this could be he'll be gone back in 2 weeks. We don't know. No one knows, except for Daniel Bryan.
Yep, pretty much. I mean, they're still, like I said, they're still negotiating. They're still trying to figure it out. We'll see what happens from here. Because it's a breaking story. It just came out on Tuesday or Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday. So I think a lot of people are still like trying to assess the situation. And nobody really knows what's happening with it. But that is legit. Daniel Bryan's contract has expired. So at this point in time, he is no longer a WWE superstar. And he has been moved to the alumni section.
It happened over the weekend. He got moved. Which everyone thought it was, oh, because he was banished. By the way, that was a hell of a match between Roman and Bryan on SmackDown.
It was really good.
But, yeah, so we'll see what the next move is.
We will. So, in other exciting news for another former guest of this show, The Young Rock has been renewed for season 2 on NBC. So, congratulations to everybody, especially Uli. I hope they have a lot of fun making season 2.
Yeah, so I got picked up for a second season. Very, very cool.
Very awesome. Titus O'Neil was announced for the 2021 Boys and Girls Club America Hall of Fame, which is definitely well-deserved.
That's awesome for him.
So, congratulations to him. WWE has formed a new partnership with Mate to launch a digital content series entitled WWE Down Under, which is going to be centered around Australia.
Australian talent and like backstage moments and stuff like that. So, cool.
I feel like the title could be better.
Yeah, I mean...
WWE Down Under, forgive me, but that sounds like a porn. It does. I'm sorry. It does. That's where my brain automatically goes with it. I can't help it. I mean, I can.
You
but
can.
I
you
can't.
Could. You, but you can. Anyway, yeah, we'll see what happens with it. So, there you go. Cool stuff.
Switching over to AEW, because we did bring them up. AEW announced this week that Double or Nothing will be full capacity at Daly's Place. So, they are the first company so far to announce a full capacity pay-per-view. WWE has not yet, so it looks like they're getting out of the gate and they're going full steam ahead.
So they're looking to get about 3,500 people at full capacity for the show. Last night, for the Blood and Guts match, they had about 1,500. So about they were about 40% last night.
That's not too bad.
So they're hoping to get a full capacity because they did a concert there not too long ago at full capacity.
Yeah, I know Florida has lifted the restrictions completely.
Mm-hmm.
So they could start running at full capacity really whenever they wanted to. But people are handling it differently. Some people are still being a little bit cautious about it. So I think they're just kind of having a wait and see sort of attitude. And they're slowly ramping it back up with the intent of by the time they get to Double or Nothing, they will be at full capacity, which is a good sign because then that means that potentially AEW will now start looking to go back out on the road.
Yeah, so Double or Nothing is Memorial Day weekend, so that's when they'll be at full capacity. And then I think July, August is when they're looking to do some other things because MLW is going on the road in July. So and then it'll be on to WWE to figure out their move because unlike MLW and Impact and AEW, once WWE makes the move, there's no turning back.
Mm-mm.
WWE goes forward and goes on the road full time. If AEW had a backtrack off the road, they have a spot.
Yeah, WWE does not. So I fully expect them to sort of serve out the residency where they are now. And then once that's up, I'm kind of anticipating that they will have gotten back on the road. Because part of the thing for them is they do have to book the bigger buildings like AEW does. But they look for, like, set up a tour schedule and look at all of that and try to make it all make sense. So I'm sure they're actively trying to do that right now and seeing really what's available to them. Because as far as I know, not all the states are open yet.
Not all the states are open yet, but they mentioned on the stockholders meeting that they were looking for the second half of the year to go out on the road. So that could be July, could be August, could be June. Who knows? I know because I read this online about a week or so ago. Right after the UFC event had a full capacity show, the talk at Raw was like, "Boy, wouldn't that be awesome to get back in front of people on the regular?" So,
well, they could test it. I mean, they could take the screens out at where they're at now, and they could bring people in. But I'm not sure if that's what they want to do.
The problem is they can't.
So I think they can't. I think they would love to.
I'm saying from the contract standpoint, they can't.
Oh, I know they can't from a contract standpoint, but I'm sure they would love to do that and they could be looking into it. But I think at this point, they're just going to serve out the residency where they are and then they will go back out on the road. Because part of it, too, is as far as I know, international is not open yet. And I'm sure they would be looking to go international relatively quickly. And with just travel restrictions and bans and everything, it's a little tricky to get overseas right now. So once they can figure out the full schedule, they'll have it and they'll announce it. All I know is if they come to Atlanta, I have every intention of being there.
I mean, you told Drew you would be, so...
I did tell Drew I would be, but yeah. If they come to Atlanta, I will make that drive downtown to go to wherever they go or wherever they end up going and attend because I have very much missed Raw. Now, if you guys could arrange for Bray Wyatt to be there, that would be great.
Okay, let's not get picky
like
and choosy.
See him.
Let's not get picky and choosy, all right?
I can get picky and choosy. I mean, of course, Drew will be there, and I'll be happy to see Drew, but I haven't seen him in 3 weeks. I miss him. Please bring him back to TV. Anyway, off topic. Going back to AEW, due to the NBA playoffs, AEW Dynamite will air on Friday, May 29th, 2 days before the pay-per-view. So
that will be interesting to see what time that airs.
We'll see. I will be at Mexican, so I will not be able to watch it.
No, but think about it. Friday, SmackDown.
Yeah, they could air it against SmackDown. I know. They could totally do it.
It's going to be a thing. I would assume it airs at 10. My gut tells me, but we'll see.
It all depends on what TNT has available, I think. Or, yeah, it's airing on TNT, so.
It would be whenever it's available, yeah.
So, moving on from that, AEW has launched its official global shop, which is saving people about 60% on shipping costs and 50% delivery time. So it is globalshopaew.com. This is...
global.shopaew.com.
Oh, there's a dot.
Yeah. There is a
dot. I'm sorry. global.shopaew.com. That's awkward. Yeah. Did y'all not get globalshopaew.com?
Nope, because they kept their own domain. They just made a subdomain.
Okay. Weird.
It is weird, but that's what they did.
Yeah. So if you're looking to buy your AEW merchandise, because it was weird when they launched this and I saw this, like, wait, don't they have a shop? Does it not ship international?
It does at very high cost.
I was gonna say, I was really confused when they launched this, because, like, I thought they did international. I thought, and apparently, and they do, but now they're saving people money, so good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And moving on into Impact and some other news, Impact has launched a channel on Samsung TV Plus, so you can check that out.
Yeah, it'll give viewers unprecedented access to Impact's extensive library of premium professional wrestling content through both a dedicated Impact Wrestling channel and video on demand. The partnership extends Impact's considerable reach even further, making its programming lineup available today to millions of Samsung TV Plus users across the United States.
Ding!
Didn't know Samsung TV Plus was this thing, but hey, now
here we are.
Now we all know.
Here we are. And then last but certainly not least, the Heels trailer dropped this week. It stars Stephen Amell and Alexander Vilhas. I hope I said his name right. Please say I said his name right. Dude from Vikings. Bjorn from Vikings, if you don't know who he is. It looks very, very good. I can't tell you much about it, but my dad did work on the project, and he said it should be really good. It centers around the mythical town of Duffy, Georgia. And it follows two brothers and their career in the professional wrestling industry. So it will be on Stars around August 15th. So check it out. The trailer is on YouTube if you want to see it.
So there you go.
So pretty cool stuff. So with that, we're going to take a break and our final break of the night. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about NXT. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Mondays. Once Monday Night Raw ends. Join us for the Monday Night Raw post show.
Today I have something super serious to talk to you about.
Join us as we break down all the highs, the lows, and all the holy moments that go down every single Monday night.
Exercise!
It's the Raw post show, Monday nights 11 p.m. Eastern.
Do I have your attention now?
Streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha!
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight to Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Available May 11th.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette. You can check out my new book, Messy in the Kitchen, and check out my interview with Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just search Rack Radio Show.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use that here for free for the next 30 days. All you have to do is click the little purple button at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe and follow and do all the fun things. But if you just want to hang out and chat, we are happy to have you. Any way we can get you. And with that, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place. And I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. Serious question from Glenn Jacobs, the mayor of Knox County and Hall of Famer. What if Stacy's mom is Jesse's girl, and her number is 8675309.
Yeah.
What if, chat?
What if? I like that he tweeted that out.
I like that he made a Stacy's mom reference.
In 2021.
Like, I'm so proud of him for that. WWE and Fox. Name your top five WWE superstars of the 21st century. Tag two friends who should name theirs. Baron Corbin. No. Shelby Lelo. How does Chick-fil-A have my order ready before I get done paying? I vote they take over the DMV.
Yes.
Yes. They would have that thing like triple drive-through, an app that you could like get your license on, and they would be nice to you. They would be polite to you. Like, I know Chick-fil-A takes a lot of criticism for some of the things that they do, and I'm not saying I agree with it at all, but you get really spoiled by the service at Chick-fil-A when you go, like, elsewhere. I'm just saying. Like, you just really get used to them being nice to you and saying, my pleasure, and you're welcome, and all of that other stuff, and then you go elsewhere and they just glare at you. Yeah. Chick-fil-A's got it going on there. Yeah. Anyway, somebody decided to pose as Shayna Baszler's personal assistant on Twitter. And so Shayna Baszler responds to all this by saying, imagine having I have a personal assistant with poor grammar and a profile of feet in an armpit, laughing face.
Okay.
And the girl did, in fact, have a picture of feet in an armpit.
I thought so.
And poor grammar. And yeah, it was special. CNBC Now, breaking, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are splitting up after 27 years. Robert O'Neill responds, and this won the internet this week. I guess this marriage can no longer excel.
Hashtag blame Lindsay.
I want a divorce.
Good job.
How did that even get public? Like, you have more money than God. You can't pay that off. Like, you just can't pay everybody off and keep it quiet.
I like that they posted the same response, like, tweet out about being broken up. That was funny.
They haven't figured out who's going to be the social manager yet. Who gets the social manager?
Nope, it was the same exact social manager.
That was a bad day in the office. Anyway, Pool Shark tweets Darkness429, a story that is, a cult leader found mummified wrapped in Christmas lights in Colorado. And he goes, careful, Darkness429, or this will happen to you. Tim replies, this will never happen because it's a community, not a cult. Genicles replies with a Dr. Evil gif, right. Goblin tweets Anthony Kong fan and goes, yo, Anthony, really important question. Hot tub stream when? Anthony responds, I wonder how much charity money we can raise doing this. Grimms responds, going, I'm ready to take a loan out for this man. Dr. Lupo, same. Literally name the price. Ben. Like, I'm just waiting for all these streamers to find each other again. Like, there's going to be, like, just this massive get-together.
Oh, yeah. Probably in Vegas.
In Vegas, where they're all just going to, like... I feel like Lupo's just going to go to town when he gets to see everybody again. It's going to be great.
They all are. Jordan Fisher, too.
Yeah. They just need to have us, like, all get together in Vegas and just have a good time over the weekend. Just enjoy each other.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
Manishi, Cypher PK's wife, goes, I love taking pictures with my fans, and it's a picture of her and Cypher. Reverse Echo, yo, bro, he seems kind of nice. You should wife him up. Manishi, I only wife people who can do laundry. Manishi then replied, today, Cypher PK did laundry for the first time. Nick Merckx, at Cypher PK, L.
How can that be the first time he's done laundry? He's never done his own laundry? Are you serious?
Cypher PK, this house is a prison. I would assume he's done it before. I don't know. Maddie McCarthy, I'm back on my plant buying bullshit at Courage CD. I'm going to need help carrying it inside. I'm sorry. So she posts a bunch of pictures of the plants she's bringing home. Mrs. Dr. Lupo, I see nothing wrong with this. Shrugging emoji. Lupo, no, we cannot get one. And then someone tweeted, Lupo, how many Apex packs did you open today? He goes, shh. Then she replied, but it's on my dream list. Come on! Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. No joke, Dax FDR's head just started bleeding again at the dinner table, and I used my napkin to stop it. Hashtag role model. Dax. Don't worry, it's Bailey WA. She's just taking care of me on the road. My two favorite role models. Bailey, there's only one. You're both done for. That's Tweet of the Week.
Alright, let's talk about NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So NXT opened up with the continuation of the Isaiah Swerve Scott and Leon Ruff feud in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Pretty solid fight between the two men, which saw AJ Francis get involved at the end as he's part of Swerve's entourage and dropped Ruff with a Death Valley driver on the barricade, and then Isaiah was able to get him in the ring and hit the JML driver for the win. So Swerve has backup. He's an entourage now. Because reasons?
You know what? I like it. I think it's good that he has his crew and he's got an entourage and backup. And I'm digging this. I'm feeling this. Like, he's had the people with him in the studio. So it makes sense that they're now with him coming to the ring. Mm-hmm. Not that he really needs the backup, but it just, it adds something to the character by doing that.
Yeah, he has a big heavy now to back him up.
And wow, that big heavy looks familiar. Where have I seen him before?
WWE's Most Wanted Treasures on A&E.
Mark Calloway's storage locker. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to let that storage locker go. I'm never going to let that go.
Nope.
It's just going to become ingrained in me. I'm going to be bitter about it.
So Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory barge into William Regal's office. But Regal was already in a meeting with Scarlett.
This is so good.
So Gargano's like, ah, we'll chat later. And Austin Theory's in there. And he's distracted looking at, you know, Scarlett's
Nails.
Yes, the nails. He goes, are they huge? Are those real? It was her nails he was talking about. Her nails.
He's like, these are the longest nails I've ever seen. And he just, like, very lightly touches her hand and he's looking at her nails. And Johnny's like, you just can't touch people. And she doesn't even know how to take it. She's just like, I should be insulted, but I'm not really that insulted because, like, he's talking about my nails. I really love Himbo Austin Theory. I just adore Himbo Austin Theory so much. It's so good. Like, it's so stupid, but it's so good. I love everything about it because it's just entertaining. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this was fantastic because it's like at first he sees like they're so big, they're real, right? It's like oh god, he's not. Please tell me he's not. Karrion will kill him. And then it's like, oh wait, no, he's talking about her nails, never mind. But Karrion may still kill him, we'll have to see.
We'll get to that in a minute. Cameron Grimes beat Asher Hale.
Solid match.
More with Cameron in a bit. But Mackenzie Mitchell was interviewing Kaden Carter and Casey Catanzaro. Carter talked about how they've given up on Xia Li and have moved on to Tian Sha. however you pronounce it. Katsuhiro talked about how she and Carter want to go after the tag team titles as well. Frankie Monet showed up and she interrupted and she mocked both Casey and Kaden for having fighting spirit. Yay! He was very condescending towards them.
Very, very condescending.
So Cameron Grimes was backstage and he's all excited and gloating about winning and he was there with Ever-Rise and they were promoting their stuff and, you know, they kind of look like the NXT Good Value Young Bucks or something like that. But they didn't actually say that. But no, Cameron's like, hey, you guys are going to the moon. And then he left.
This is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I liked it, but I'm not sure I disliked it. It was just weird.
More with Cameron coming up. So we had Zach Gibson and James Drake in the ring, and they're talking about how they called out Ciampa and Tommaso for bringing back the whole take off your shoes thing that started back in NXT UK and in Europe in general. James Drake is calling the fans like they're swamp creatures, and the fans have nasty web toes, and they may drive the grizzled young veterans to leave this nasty country. And before they could finish their whole shtick, out came Tommaso and Thatcher. They both have matching jackets. Means they're a team now.
Ding.
And Thatcher and Ciampa beat the Grizzled Young Veterans. Pretty good match.
This is pretty solid. Like, I would have expected it to be a little bit more hard-hitting, but I was completely fine with the way that it was. I mean, they went out there and they had a really good match. So
the best part, so it ended with Thatcher using a shoe.
Like you do.
Like you do. While the referee is distracted, he took Wade Barrett's shoe because it was Alpha's foot or something. And smack Gibson with it for the win. And then as they're walking to the back, Tommaso's like holding the shoe behind his back and moving the referee in between them and then holds up the shoe as they won. And the referee looks over, he puts the shoe behind his back.
Look, Wade just likes to get comfortable behind the desk. I don't blame the man. Like, heels and dress shoes are not comfy at all. So, you know, if you're going to be sitting for 2 hours and nobody's going to see your feet, you might as well, right?
So remember earlier we talked about how they Gargano was trying to get into Regal's office?
Yes.
We're back again in the office. But he was actually in this hallway, and Gargano tried to plead his case for a match with Bronson Reed in the future. Shouldn't be happening. He doesn't want the match to go on. Regal's like, it's still happening. And then he told Adele his theory that his new friend Scarlett, well, she got him a match against Karrion Kross next week.
Yeah.
And then Theory's
poor
like,
Austin.
He was like, she sees me as friend, not catching you, really? My friend?
Johnny's like, oh god, no. Honey, no. No. This is so good. I love this so much. It makes me happy.
More with them to come. So Isaiah and his crew left later when, you know, we got the introduction of AJ and stuff.
Yes.
So Karrion Kross and Scarlett made their way to the ring. He was very formal. From this week, he said he needs to make a few things clear. All people have to do is step up and fight him. He said all he got was a bunch of people saying that they were not afraid of him. Cross said he's not afraid of them too, and now it's time for people to give the people what they want. Karrion doesn't have a problem proving people wrong, and people need just to step up and prove that they could fight him. He said he was going to dive bomb Austin Theory next week. Kyle came out.
Cool Kyle
came out. And he understands why Cross is confident. It's because of his sheer dominance. Rather said that he's here to tell Cross that he's not afraid of Karrion and that he's in the ring, say, him versus Cross in a match that both he and Cross wants. And then Pete Dunne comes out and he's the baddest man in NXT. And if they're going to fight, well, he dares to come at him too. Finn Balor comes out and said he's been there and done that with Dunne once, twice with Riley, before even dropping a line about Karrion Cross. And Balor didn't attack Cross, that fought off him. Kyle and Pete got shots in, and then, yeah, everyone started fighting. And then out came Johnny and Austin, and they jumped Karrion from behind.
And they are literally the two smartest men in professional wrestling, because after they beat everybody up, they got out of there.
Yeah.
They left.
So they gave Karrion super kicks, and then they quickly got out of there. Like, boom, we're gone.
Yeah, got in their car and drove away. Mind you, Candace and Indy have a match tonight. Austin and Johnny left. All of this was really super good. I loved everything about this. I love that you basically set up all the contenders for Karrion Kross, including the unexpected one of either Johnny Gargano or Austin Theory, because that would be absolutely something just sheer dumb luck hilarious is if Austin Theory somehow messes up and actually beats Karrion Kross for the title.
I don't think he's actually getting a title match.
Well, but no, just go with me on this.
Okay.
That somehow the way gets their hands on the world championship. They get it away from Karrion Kross through sheer dumb luck. Like, it's just that, it's just a crazy random happenstance, right? Now they have the North American Championship, they have the world title, and they have the women's tag team titles.
Spoiler, we didn't get there yet.
We'll get there. Anyway, but they have those titles. Like, that would be, and Johnny is just trying to trick Austin into trading titles with him. And he somehow convinces his son to trade titles with him so Johnny Gargano could get the title back.
I mean, it's possible.
It's entirely possible. It would be hilarious.
They could do the whole Sean Hunter thing from years ago. Anyway,
I'm not done. Also, if Karrion and Scarlett just want to walk around looking like the mystical, magical mafia boss duo, I'm here for this. Like, this whole look they had going on, yes.
You're in for it?
I am here for what they were pulling off on Wednesday. Like, she always looks fantastic, but I actually really liked how, like, understated, at least for her, it was. Because she just really had, like, a corset and a skirt on and heels, but she looked like a boss. And then he's with her, and he's in the dress shirt with the nice vest on and the dress pants. And they just look like the power couple that they are. Like, they just exude that. And then, you know, they got, like, the mystical, magical stuff going on with them. So it's like, I'm feeling all of this. If y'all just want to keep pulling this vibe off, I say go for it. I'm here.
You good now?
Yes.
Okay. Saraya beat Zyla Ramir. So, little match. Get Saraya over.
Mm-hmm.
Backstage, you have Walter berating the other members of Imperium over Zoom.
Nothing like getting a howler, if you want to go there with it, through Zoom from Walter all the way in Europe. Which the poor man, depending on when they filmed that, hopefully they filmed it during the day where he wasn't, like, up at 2 a.m. to, like, do it.
Yeah, they probably filmed it during the day, which would have been the smart move.
But yeah, it's like, aww. They figured out a way to have Walter included without flying him over. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So Saraya was checking on Zyla backstage. Tony Storm was about to get near them, but Zoe Stark got in her face. So the continuation continues there of the feud.
I'm liking where this is going.
LA Knight beat Jake Atlas.
Solid contest.
Mm-hmm. So Candice was backstage hyping up Indy, and they're getting ready, and Indy's very nervous, and Candice, like, she still assumes that Hartwell is distracted by Dexter Lumis, and once you say his name, look who was back there behind the door. And as she's trying to, you know, as he's by the door, I think he had, flowers in his hand?
No, so what happened was they're walking in and they're talking, and Candice is keeping Indy distracted because sitting on one of the chairs is a painting that Dexter did.
I didn't even see the painting.
Yeah, it's sitting on the chair, and it's a heart, and it's him carrying Indy. And Candice sees it, and she grabs it really quickly, and she throws it in a locker. And when she throws it in a locker, that turns on the light in the room next door, and you see Dexter standing there creepily staring through the window, holding roses for Indy.
So then Candace, like, goes right to the door, closes the blinds.
Yeah, and so to keep Indy distracted, and she's like, you're just distracted by that boy. He's no good for you. Like, she's looking at Dexter through the door as she's saying this and closing the blind. She's like, get away! Go away! And Indy's like, yeah, we got this. We got this. We can do this. We're gonna win. We've got this. It was so good.
They found Tony Storm, and she talked about how she brought Zoe into this business, and she also be the one to take her out. You had Santos Escobar, Jackie Wilde, and Raul Mendoza in the ring, and they're putting themselves over. And basically, he wants a title match. They want title matches. Kushida zoomed in on the screen and proposed a match for next week for the Cruiserweight title.
I think we're all here for it.
We had a split screen interview with Raquel Gonzalez and Mercedes Martinez, and basically setting up their matchup coming up for the championship. I believe it's next week.
Yes.
So it was a good little interview.
Very solid. I like that they're slowly building up contenders for Raquel, and Mercedes is getting a shot. Like, that will actually be a very entertaining match to see.
So, the one thing about Shotzi and Ember is they come out on the tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't this week because it smelled like dog poop.
Well, what it was Frankie Momay's adorable little Pomeranian was in the tank. And they walked up and saw the dog, and he or she got all excited, and they were like fussing over the dog, and then, you know, the dog runs away, and they looked down in the tank, and well, the dog made a little mess in the tank.
Yeah.
And so, well, Shotzi and Ember couldn't bring the tank to the ring because the dog made a mess in the tank.
Yeah. So one more thing before we get to the tag team title match. Cameron Grimes was about to go party in the club, and he was like, my name's on the list, but the bouncer wouldn't let him in, and then a big limo shows up with a dollar sign on the front of it, and out walked Ted DiBiase. He rented out the entire venue for the night, because everybody has a price.
I want to, like, point out, Cameron found a shirt.
He did.
I was so proud of him.
I mean, he went to the club, he has to wear a shirt.
Depending on the cub, he doesn't necessarily kind of have to.
But, yeah. So, more Cameron and DiBiase. I like it.
Ooh, I forgot to grab it. Oh, where is it? Here we go. Rob Schomburger tweeted out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Late to the week. I was going to add some Cameron Grimes art to my site, but then I got a better offer from Ted DiBiase. $1 million man prints are available now. And Cameron Grimes responds, wow, I used to like your work. And Rob's like, everyone's got a prize.
So your main event was The Way versus Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon in a street fight. Hell of a battle between all four women. They laid it on the line. They took some awesome bumps. Good
this
stuff.
This was fantastic.
Really fun. Really entertaining main event. And we have brand new women's tag team champions in NXT.
The long overdue title win for Candice LeRae finally happened. Like, good lord, how long have we been waiting for Candice to win a title? And they finally gave her one. And I think that's the consensus by everybody is like, geez, this is long overdue. But you can't say that Candice deserved it and Indy didn't, because Indy equally deserves it. And she's worked her butt off to get here. And she did some insane stuff. Like, she did an elbow onto a table on the outside. They were throwing each other around. They were bumping like crazy. Like, this was a pay-per-view level quality match that we got for free on this show. It was a heck of a main event, like you said, and I couldn't ask anything more for it. And the tweets that have come out from Candice and Indy and The Way and everybody celebrating the win is just so sweet. Because one of the things that Candice said was like she didn't think she needed anybody, and then she met Indy and all of that changed.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Which is so sweet. So, yeah, a big congratulations to Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Very much deserved. The Way celebrated backstage afterwards, where Candice was looking at Johnny and Austin like, where have you been? Oh, well, we went to go set up your celebration party. Your celebration party. Yeah. Yeah, there's decos. Live animals. And Candice is standing there looking at her husband like, I'm extremely concerned right now.
Also, they're interviewed by Not McKenzie.
Yes, by Knock McKenzie. McKenzie Mitchell was not present for the interview, but yeah. It's all really good. Like, I'm thoroughly enjoying The Way and what they're doing and how they're kind of hitting their stride. Like, the addition of Indy and Austin has definitely made it something really special.
Yeah.
Because Johnny's just being completely outlandish, and I think he's having a lot of fun with it. Like, I think they're all having a lot of fun with it.
Oh, you can tell they're having a lot of fun with it.
And I think they're just being given the creative freedom to kind of have that fun. Because you can tell that a lot of what they do in the interviews is maybe not scripted.
No, it's just Johnny riffing off the top of his head and waiting for Candice to respond.
And it's perfect. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely perfect. So with that, that's NXT. This was overall a very good, very entertaining show.
Yes.
And with that, that does it for us.
It does. Make sure you go listen to our Drew McIntyre interview if you would like to. It'll be available tomorrow morning as part of the Rack Extra Reviews. Drew McIntyre, A Chosen Destiny, My Story by Drew McIntyre, which will have a book review attached to it. That'll be available tomorrow morning at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com, wherever you get podcasts. On Tuesday, May 11th, this coming Tuesday. You can hear our interview with Renee Paquette as she talks about her brand new cookbook, Messy in the Kitchen. You can check our review and interview out with her on May 11th at the same place as I just mentioned. Wherever you get podcasts, just search Rock Radio Show. Saturday night, Midnight-ish, with another edition of SuperRadioSuperLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Also, Fortnite with Friends will return at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night. It's Trios, so there you go. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be previewing WrestleMania Backlash, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back Monday night for Raw Post, 11 p.m. Eastern, followed by episode 19 of Ms. and Mrs. will be available wherever you get your podcasts as well. We'll be back live next Thursday to preview WrestleMania Backlash. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock or
code Lens M Ward in the Epic Game Store
or the Fortnite item shop, because we're hashtag
Epic Partner.
It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.